This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One person has died following a crash on I-70 this morning in the High Country. A CDOT snowplow broke through the median and struck a van carrying 10 people. Inside the van, members of the SC Flyers under-12 girls hockey team from Santa Clarita, California. The van's driver, a parent of the team, was pronounced dead at the scene. One youth player was transported by helicopter to a hospital in critical condition. Two adults transported on the ground to Denver Health remain in serious condition, and four more youth players were also admitted to the hospital. Denver Health says those kids have since been released. The crash remains under investigation by the Colorado State Patrol. Broncos quarterback Bo Nix is disputing claims made by his head coach, Sean Payton. Nix spoke to the media for the first time since suffering a season-ending ankle injury. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Nix says he went into the season healthy without any lingering issues. Broncos coach Sean Payton claimed earlier this week that Nix had an ankle condition that made the QB's injury during the playoffs inevitable, but the second-year quarterback said that wasn't the case.
It was just one of those missteps, and didn't have any predisposed issues. Man, my ankles were feeling really good. I don't think he really should share how many surgeries I've had in the past, to be honest with you, but because I don't, you know, he doesn't really even know that.
The injury kept them out of the AFC Championship game. The Broncos went on to lose 10-7 to the New England Patriots. Nix underwent surgery last week and is likely to return by minicamp in May. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
This is CPR News. It's 7:06.